You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study released from the Medical Research Institute of New Zealand shows that treating asthmatic individuals with a preventer and inhaler in combination reduces the severity of asthma attacks. I decided to speak to the author of the study, Richard Beasley, to understand how the design of the trial worked and how it will influence further research. What were the parameters around the study, and what made you interested in looking at this specific combination inhaler?
So the basic concept is that if you add a preventer drug to your reliever medication, that as you develop worsening asthma, then you get additional preventer dose because you're taking more of your reliever. And so this is a way you can actually titrate the amount of preventer you have according to your need. And we have one product available in New Zealand called budesonide formoterol that uses this concept and has been shown to be markedly better than the standard butamol reliever medication for people with asthma. And so if you use this two-in-one inhaler, you can greatly reduce the risk of a severe asthma attack compared to just using the standard salbutamol reliever inhaler, regardless of what other treatment you have. And so what's novel about this study is that it's used a different combination which incorporates salbutamol with the budesonide preventer. And it has shown that you get a similar marked reduction in the risk of severe attacks and improvement in your quality of life and your asthma control. And so that's really important for two reasons. The first is it provides further evidence that the two-in-one combination inhaler approach is the way to go in terms of reliever therapy in asthma. But it also means that hopefully within a few years' time, we'll have a choice of combination inhalers and devices available for use in New Zealand, and that we'll be able to choose between the budesonide formoterol and the budesonide salbutamol inhaler. And there may be some patients who will do preferentially better on one or the other, depending on both the patient and the doctor preference. So this is really a landmark study. It's really broadened the concept of the evidence of benefit of the two-in-one inhaler, and it really shows some hope in terms of the availability of different products in New Zealand within the next few years.
Was the study an international collaboration, or was it just done only in-house?
Yes, so this was an international collaboration. So for these sorts of large, very large clinical trials, that you have an international network of countries that take part in the study. This one was very much based around the United States, and that the study was centered in the United States but had other countries involved as well. And so my involvement was in the steering committee that designed the study and then oversaw the management of the study, its analysis, and writing up the results.
What future potential can come out of this research?
Well, I think the ultimate goal is going to be the reduction in the burden of asthma in New Zealand, and that's really important because New Zealand has such a high rate of asthma, and we have a real burden within our community of severe asthma. And we've been extraordinarily fortunate to have the 2-in-1 budesonide formoterol inhaler available in New Zealand now for a number of years to be used in this way. And what I think is very impressive is that there's been a huge increase in the use of budesonide formoterol as the reliever, more commonly known as Symbicort, since the New Zealand Asthma and Respiratory Foundation guidelines were published 2 years ago, where they recommended the budesonide formoterol reliever as the preferred reliever in asthma rather than salbutamol. Its use has doubled in the last 2 years, which I think is a great credit to the general practitioners in New Zealand who have sort of recognize this evidence and the recommendation and change their practice accordingly to the clear benefit of patients in New Zealand.
Finally, just I want to ask about the clinical trials. What sort of lessons did you take from this experiment that you would be able to apply in the future?
Well, the clinical trials are what we call randomized controlled trials, where you randomize the patients to the different treatments you're trying, and that you really emulate or try to reproduce the clinical scenario in which the medication is used. And so this was a trial undertaken in predominantly adolescents and adults who had moderate and severe asthma, taking maintenance treatment, preventer treatment to try to control their asthma. And so it is really, the findings are very applicable to the treatment of moderate and severe asthma in New Zealand. So that is one of the strengths of the studies, and a really well done randomized control trial produces what we call as level 1 scientific evidence on which you can make high-grade recommendations. So this is the sort of clinical trial that will change practice.
I then spoke to Joanna Turner from Asthma and Respiratory New Zealand about how she viewed the study and the future potential. How pervasive is asthma across the New Zealand population, and what is the current access to medication like?
In New Zealand, we actually have one of the highest rates of asthma in the world, with more than 600,000 Kiwis having asthma. That is a prevalence of 1 in 8 adults having asthma and 1 in 8 children having asthma. In terms of access to medication for asthma in New Zealand, I think we're very fortunate we have good access to treatment for asthma. We probably have a slightly limited choice in the range of inhalers that are available, say compared to our counterparts in Australia, and probably in terms of the device type.
How does the combination inhaler assist with those dealing with severe asthma attacks?
Well, the thing about asthma is that we're very good at treating the symptoms of asthma. And so what we would see would be someone who is wheezing, is short of breath, is coughing, a tightness of the chest. And so when you use a common reliever for asthma, something like Ventolin, all that does is just alleviate those immediate short-term symptoms. But the underlying cause of asthma is inflammation, it's airways inflammation. And so the combination inhaler means that every time you are giving a dose of a reliever, it's combined with an anti-inflammatory. So you are always addressing the underlying inflammation, which of course addresses the root cause of asthma.
Pharmac has recently discounted the Symbocort Tubohaler, allowing for greater access to medications for those who cannot afford it. With the research results confirming its effectiveness, how may the Tubohaler be better promoted as a result?
Well, I think there might be a little bit of misunderstanding. Pharmac, there's no change at all to what the patient receives. Pharmac, I think it was in March, had funded a biologic treatment for asthma called benralizumab, and which is an AstraZeneca product, and AstraZeneca also make Symbicort. So it was just a funding issue, a list price issue on the pharmaceutical schedule. It doesn't mean anything for the public. The availability and the access to that combination reliever preventer inhaler that's currently available in New Zealand, which is the budesonide formoterol inhaler, is still available without any restrictions on the pharmacy schedule. So the patient is just paying the $5 government prescription tax.
The government currently has no national asthma management strategy in place. How can this be improved in future, knowing that a potential situation has presented itself?
Well, the foundation releases the guidelines, so we write the New Zealand best practice guidelines. We update those regularly, and they are based on the latest clinical research from overseas and here in New Zealand. Unfortunately, we don't see the government recognising the importance and value of these best practice guidelines, and yet asthma affects over 600,000 Kiwis in New Zealand. So, you know, targets could be set to ensure that there's better management of asthma and adherence to asthma management plans across primary care. You know, we could look at opening up access to pharmacies becoming involved in reassessing patients with asthma, developing asthma management plans. We have our own accredited e-learning called the Fundamentals Asthma and COPD Learning, which is a recognised standardised program which is based on our guidelines. So, you know, if there was funding from the government to various healthcare providers across the primary care setting in particular, we definitely would have improved asthma management, and that would definitely change health outcomes across Aotearoa.
And finally, what are some potential future research opportunities presented based on the results from the study?
Well, the exciting thing is that this latest study, which was based on a combination of budesonide and salbutamol. And salbutamol is in New Zealand, commonly you'd see it as a Ventolin inhaler or a Respigen inhaler. It just reinforces what our current guidelines are currently based on, and that is that combination inhaler of budesonide formoterol makes a significant change in reducing the number of severe asthma attacks, you know, up between 30% and 60%. So it's exciting to see that, you know, in the future we could see other combination inhalers of this specific fast onset long acting reliever combined with a preventer. You know, we could also start looking at different population groups, particularly those that carry the highest burden of asthma in New Zealand, which is the Māori and Pacific peoples. We could look at different inhaler devices, because currently in New Zealand with the budesonide formoterol, there are two brands available in the New Zealand market, and they are both turbuhaler devices, dry powder devices, and they can be difficult to use. So we would like to see different devices, particularly a metered dose inhaler, which can be attached to a spacer, which would improve the deposition of that drug in the lungs. So yeah, it's exciting. It reinforces what we already know, and I think it's definitely going to result in much, much better management of asthma, which, you know, is a better quality of life for people, reduced hospitalisation, and it's exciting.
And that was Joanna Turner from Asthma and Respiratory New Zealand talking to me about the same study that I spoke to Richard Beasley about. The future of asthma research is exciting.
Fantastic. Thank you, Churchill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.